So, who are you and where are you from?
I'm Pham Davidson. I live in Galesburg, Illinois, and I'm a delegate for Kamala out of the 17th Congressional District.
So, 30 momentous days ago, Biden announced he was stepping aside and then endorsed Kamala. How are you thinking about the way things have shifted since then?
I think it's wonderful. I think he thought enough about our country and the Democratic Party to pull us together, to unite us as one. And you can truly see that he's done that. And by his speech yesterday, he thought less of himself and more of us to make that decision. He already had someone in place that knew the job and be ready from day one, and it has the power to bring us together, which she's doing right now, and I'm excited.
And there's the history-making element, too.
Oh, yes. A woman of color, from Asian to black. Hey, she done broke the ceiling, and just put your boots on because the glass will be everywhere.
Echoing from the, were you at the breakfast this morning?
Yes, I was at the breakfast this morning, and it was just phenomenal. Our treasurer spoke about reproduction and about abortions, and he was phenomenal. The labor was phenomenal, because I'm UAW, and I'm labor, and we stand with Kamala.
Yes, those were absolutely the big themes I noticed this morning. And I mean, reproductive rights, that is something that the Dems, especially these past couple of years, have fared well on. And so I guess my question to you is how you continue to get that message out to voters about about the difference between the Dems and the Republicans on that issue in particular.
Well, the difference is we believe the woman's body is her choice and her right to do what her body is. The Republicans believe that a man can control a woman's body. It's not happening. Not with a Democratic Party. And I am so glad to be a Democrat in this day of age, especially in Illinois.
Especially in Illinois, where as I was talking with him earlier about, you've got the Democratic supermajorities in the Illinois House, the Illinois Senate, and yet now I hear, if you ask Chris Welch, Speaker of the House anyway, still more seats could be added to those counts. How are you thinking about?
I think that's wonderful. Chris Welch is a great leader. When every seat is Democrat, that's a good thing.
And what do you make of the direction of the Republicans in Illinois? I think it was said last week when they had their time at the state fair that this is a party that even at the state level has now embraced Donald Trump. What does that say to you?
I say that I wouldn't call them bad names, but I think that they need a little help in understanding what the real thing is. But I seen a foreign-made vehicle with Trump flag on it. What does that say about union-made vehicles that's made in America? That don't say that they don't care.
So we've talked a little bit about the energy we've got going here. How do you think about keeping the momentum going through Election Day and even beyond?
By telling our stories, by telling our friends, by being on social media. When they go to the polls, they can't go alone. They have to bring somebody and take somebody with them. But when we speak about what is right, people will come.
Absolutely. One more thought. I was talking to him about the state of the Democrats in rural areas. I know this is something that we're talking about on our program later this week. How are you thinking about getting that block of voters out for Democrats?
Well, I live in a rural area in Knox County. Out in the rural areas, it's totally red. But there's Democrats out there that we need to talk to, and because they are there, and we need to tell the story. They have had family members that might have gone through a situation that Democrats have let them know that our views are people's views, for all the people, just not Democrats, just not Republican, but for every single person. And we need people to get out and vote and understand what our views for this country is.
Anything else worth adding that we haven't already talked about?
I just say, let's get out and vote. Let's get out and get people to vote. And that's all I have to say. Thank you.
Thank you.